Blog Talk Radio.
Here I sit and the words keep coming. They won't go away, they just keep coming.
Welcome to another edition of the Brain Injury Radio Network.
I'm ready to blow it just one more sound.
Brain Injury Radio and Radio Ability are sponsored by the TBI Network.
Find them on facebook.com/TBI Network or at tbifn.org.
Brain Injury Radio is on 7 nights a week, and now, for tonight's episode of Brain Injury Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Michael Clark. I'm Michael Clark. I hope you guys had a wonderful Christmas and a wonderful, wonderful New Year. Christmas is always a little hard for me because it brings back memories and kind of sad, but I'm happy to be here with you tonight. And I wanted to see how everybody's doing. I wanted to encourage you all to be happy and have a positive attitude. And one of the best ways we can do that is one of the best ways to have a positive attitude is to plan to have a positive attitude. The best way to plan to have a positive attitude is to set goals. And the best way is typing in your computer or send yourself a text and write down a goal. It doesn't have to be long, but it has to be specific, it has to be measurable. You have to be able to break it down into pieces that you can accomplish. You have to be able to it has to be relatable to you so that you can be able to accomplish it, and it has to have a time limit. Because if you just say, oh, I'm going to say I'm going to make $1 million and I'm just going to make $1 million. If you don't put a time limit on it, then you're going to just start making $1 million. And then, if you don't have a time limit, it's not going to get done. So you say, let's use the make $1 million. Say, I'm going to make $1 million in, say, 2 years. Then you can break that goal into smaller goals. Say, for example, I'm going to save, say, $1 every day for 2 years. I'm going to save $1. And save $1 every day, and then I'm going to double it. And by the end of 2 years, you'll be well on your way, or may have surpassed that goal. I want to encourage you, if you have anything to say, to give me a call at 243-9540. So if you set a goal that is manageable and something that has a time limit and something that you're interested in, I know that you will achieve it. I also wanted to talk about some of the things that I wanted to talk about this year. One of the things that I like to talk about in my daily life to people that I wanted to talk about here, that I've talked about on my show before, is just how we can be happy and how we can transform our lives through doing little things every day. For example, the best thing, one of the easiest things we can do if we want to be happy is we can visualize what happiness looks like. Because our mind is a very, very powerful resource and tool. So if we visualize what happiness looks like to us, and say, I want to be happy by doing A, B, C, and D, that's another way of setting a goal. And we can work on it a little bit every day, being positive and being happy. We can work on it a little bit every day. And so part of being happy is we will explore the importance of gratitude, which I've talked about on the show. Being mindful of ourselves and our surroundings, and being able to take care of ourselves mentally and physically. So self-care is very important. If you guys have any suggestions, please give me a call. More than happy to listen to your suggestions and to respond to it. So being happy, by just doing things for a little bit, it's a process, and some draw our inspiration from and then another thing that's helpful along the path of happiness as we go through life, and as we try to do things that we want to do. A lot of times we'll fail, but I've learned that failure is a powerful tool to establish our baseline. And everybody's like, but if you fail at something, you're no good. And that's not the way I look at failure anymore. I used to look at failure that way. I now look at failure as a way to say, I put forth effort. I tried at it, and I didn't get where I needed to be. But the next time I try, I can do better. And so, as we're positive, and as we have a positive as we go through life, and as we do things, and we fail, and as we're happy as we fail, as we are positive. And we are grateful for the lessons that we learn through life as we try to do our best. And sometimes as we do our best, sometimes our best doesn't get us where we need to be, but that's okay. We can learn from it, and we can build ourselves up and get back up and try again. That's the wonderful thing I love about life, and about having a positive attitude as we try, and as we're positive about it, and as we do what we can, we will fall down and we will fall short. But I know that as we have a positive attitude, we can pick ourselves up and try again, and we can get a little further than like really about the end goal. It's about the process and the progress we make along the way. Yeah, the end goal is helpful, and we all want we all want to be happy. We all want to make it to the end. We all want to endure and be happy and be secure. But along the way, it's good that we grow and we learn, and we and if it means we fall down and take a few bumps, that's okay. Is that we're resilient and we can get back up and we can try again and we can learn and we can grow. If any of you have any suggestions or anything to add, all you have to do is give me a call. The number you can reach me at is 243-9540. I wanted to talk about just goals that you wanted to set for yourself and things you wanted to because we can start the new year off right if we set goals, and they don't have to be big goals, but they can be small goals that lead to a big goal. Say, I want to get enough sleep at night so I can wake up in the morning and use the time that I have to do good things. That's a good start. And as we accomplish goals, even if they're small, we will be able to get where we need to be. And say you have a big goal. Say you want to get a job, and you want to get a job that you like. Well, there are things you can do now. There are little things you can do now that are helpful. For example, if you want to get a good job, struggling with something and you're really struggling and you want to do it, it's better to put forth effort and do pieces of it. For example, if you're having a hard time cleaning your house, clean a little bit of the house at a time and then take a break. If you're having a hard time with personal hygiene, clean your face. Focus on one area of it. Break it into manageable pieces. Try to make it as pleasurable and as fun for yourself. And if you have a hard time with long-term goals, break them into smaller pieces. Say, I'm gonna read this book, and I'm gonna read this book a page at a time. So if you want to do big things, break them down into small things that you can accomplish one thing at a time. I know you can do it. It may seem hard. Anything I've talked about, just make home. More than that, just pull out anything to me. I like a lot of that meeting. Standing. I don't know. Says Ruben. M. Elizabeth Gage from Magazine. Hey, Mom, the house is great. My grown son, naughty. Seems there's a lot less. There was. 10 years before my daughter had injured. The standing. A recent Congress. Perhaps out of it. And she lived in a Washington. Abigail extolled benefits. Oh, you should try. Said not having to take care of. Frees up time for better. I may not remember it all if I hadn't bothered to go on my turn. Stress standing. Swedish productive. That was perfecting. And maybe it I was expecting. Knocking at destiny. Turns out that also means maybe my daughter had a. I mean, after 3+ decades of marriage, stuff. Or in my case, stuff comes in and goes out and comes in and goes out. And over the years, my husband and I had endured half a dozen. If any of them moving, pulling in the driveway, I divided our worldly into 3 categories. Pack away, throw away, and person bought van those. Out went the furniture. Children had out. Equal wouldn't fit. Those had books, DVDs. But the way I found to make always pivoted new pillows, new scented candles, new seasonal declutter. I had a year or two. More stuff. I worried removing all that when she was. So I did my layers. Maybe, maybe not. Perhaps on occasion, trying to achieve that one. This time I decided, the holiday season, group by mind. But what about those emotional shopping fees? And I ended up proud owner of a porcelain cabinet. Same daughter, Rex. I had velvet rope. And that. Maybe all my warm and kindred the very environment. Maybe there was something to this just maybe. But I liked it. I was gonna need make it easy on myself. I maybe some more. So that wasn't enough.
And headed to the attic. I started the morning.
Who has time for stuff? After that, I am into witness. Eager young. I know what I mean. Clothing refused to measure. Of the locals. Like Smith, I now ask myself questions about, am I using this? Is the care it requires the best use of my moving foot? Packing, transporting, and unpacking. Is there someone I know who? No one wants our story. But recently? Well, a new home. Like the game, they will keep going steady when opportunity, a donation, charity running, school fundraiser, families in charge. Adulting millennials. So it occurred to me that pass on air. We're not creating new memories. My goal is one laundry bag. Not standing. Not worth giving away their whatever. God had a couple of the vehement denied ever recommending any related maternal mortality. Just saddening was finished for minimalism. The process of men has been liberated. Even now, my home. More liberate, more beaten. Bigger. Only information. More time. Not day. That's one way to do it. And so we do that with physical stuff. We can do that mentally. If we have stuff, they bog us down at a hard time. I'm hold on. I'm just gonna let it go and open mind. And then I'm going to try to do the best I can. But I would always and very important to have because of my life as he always says in the automatic it will serve us very, very well. You can use you wanna give me a call. So here make the number that you ask is grateful that you here, and you want to take this journey with me again, man. Lifestyle always be enjoyable. It's about it. The way you want. Don't be so hard on yourself. Just try better. Just try better the next time. That for you. Because you never know. And we fall down. Fall down, we can. Morning. Good morning, today. I really enjoy I hope that you and helping you guys, and if you guys ever call me up I have to say, having a hard time. When I have my, I wanted to go and do what I love. I say to you guys, always remember that you are braver, stronger than you, smarter than you think, and you love more than you want. I'm so grateful to have you guys. So grateful that if you have a positive attitude, you can accomplish anything in life, as you said. Hi, Ninja. Thank you guys for listening. Good night and goodbye. And I'll see you on the second Monday in February. Bye. Good night. I love you guys so much. Good evening. Have a good morning. Have a wonderful evening. I'll see you next. Bye.